Welcome to Dev Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Ayin Gimel, the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini, Halacha Gimel, immediately after the Mishnah. Starting Daf Ayin Beis, it would base in the bottom. The Gemara says, "In Koishu with the Sus, Lo Letzdode HaKorin, Lo Lahacha HaKorin." That's a quote from the Mishnah. "In Ela tie a horse, not to the side of a wagon, and not to the back of the wagon." Says the Gemara, "Tani Rameir Poitir." Rameir said that it's okay, you're allowed to tie the horse to the side or to the back, because it doesn't really do any difference. It's not taking the load, and therefore there's no issue of kilayim, of putting two animals together. They're not carrying the wagon, the one on the side, and the one on the back is not carrying the wagon. Says the Gemara, "Mayama sayoy, if it does help somehow to carry the wagon, bein b'mala bein b'yirida, so if it's going up or it's going down, let's say when it's going up, it helps carry that load to bring it up. Or when it goes down, it makes sure that it doesn't fall too much going down. So then I call Moidim Shu Asur. Everybody agrees it's Asur, because you have your Kilayim, you have two animals joining together and leading this wagon. Says the Gemara, so what's really the reasoning of Rabbanon? That if he's not helping, it's still a problem. Yes, in theory, you're right. You really don't need two animals to carry this wagon. But in the end of the day, when one of the animals gets tired, gets lazy, then the other animal is the one who's carrying the wagon. And when the second one gets lazy, so then the first one goes back and carrying it. So they're helping each other. So though one animal will be enough, when you have another one, even though it's not usually carrying, there will be some assistance that it does. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, people should know him sachevel shebenatayim. Rav explains the reason is not because they're carrying the wagon. The wagon really is being carried only by one animal. But they are both having, they have the same rope being tied to both. And that rope is being carried by both animals. So it's not the wagon that they're carrying the rope that is tied to both of them. Says the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Yirmiyahu Aboye. Rav Yirmiyahu had a question. Koshron besa'aron. If he tied the animals together with a hair, not with a rope, but the hair is tied to each other. Manam kaim. What's exactly the question? Im beish koshro b'saroi. If we talk about literally tying the hair, kakanoim yasulakir behim akabei chaverto. That's really like taking one animal, putting it on top of another animal. Is there any issur for one animal to carry another animal? There's no issur to do that. The only issur is for two animals to carry a load. If one animal is carrying the other animal, there's no issur. So if they're tied together in the hair, and they're pushing each other. So really what they're doing is one is carrying the other. There's no issur. So what's the question? Meaning tying the rope to the animal. It's tying the rope to the hair of the animal. What about the issue that Rav mentioned? Rav said that if you have two animals that are carrying one rope, there's no issue because the one rope is being carried by two. So if I have one rope being carried two animals, I have a issur of kilayim. If I have one rope carried because it's tied to a hair, you also have two animals, and you have a issur of kilayim. So what did you solve by saying that it's tied to a hair? So this answers the question of Rav Yirmiyahu, that tied to a hair is still an issue. Rav Yirmiyahu is palgun Rabbi Abi Yochanan. Going back to Machlokes Rabbi Abi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Zeh noisei atzuzu shel zeh, v'zeh noisei atzuzu shel zeh." We said before, Rabbi Yochanan says that each one, the reason when you have a problem having an animal tied to a wagon on the side or on the back, because it helps the first animal when the first animal gets lazy. That's the reasoning. And according to Rav, it's because they're carrying the rope. My nafag yubinari, what's going to be the chiluk between the two shitas? So argues his kosher b'sar, where the Chaim adds here the words, kosher b'chevel. Meaning, if the rope is tied to the hair, so there will be a difference between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because according to Mandoma, that each one is carrying when they're lazy. Here they're not going to carry, because if the animal is tied by its hair, if it carries, it hurts it. It's pulling its hair out. So therefore, there's no chashash that's going to carry the wagon. But if it's carrying the rope, it's not such, it doesn't pull the hair so much, and therefore it's not so much pain. That's all if they have a rope tied together to the hair. But if the hair is tied together, everybody will agree, There's no issue of kilayim because it's like having an animal on top of an animal. So I mean, the Gemara brought you two gersos how to say this machlekes. The first gerso had a problem. The Gemara said, when you have a rope tied to the ear, what does that do for you? The Gemara says, no, that will be the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish according to the second gerso. The Mishnah says, v'loy halivdikas. So we said in the Mishnah, it's a type of a camel, that's considered to be kilayim with a regular camel. Is tani nivrikos. There are some that instead of saying livdikos, they call it nivrikos. So Gemara explains, mandom and livdikos, Reb Chaim takes out the next two words. So mandom or livdikos, al shem lubim vekushim bemitzadov. It's also in a pasuk that there's a country called Libya. So you have a camel coming from Libya, it's called the livdikos. Mandom and nivrikos, when you say nivrikos, what does it mean? It means avhatom, ma avhatom, chamar salak. It's a donkey from this place called Salak, and that's a different type of animal, and that's what we said over here, that's kilayim with a camel. So the Gemara, Rav Shaya Boy, had a question. Can the come from Libya, are they considered to be Egyptians? We know that the Torah said that an Egyptian ger cannot join Am Yisrael until a third generation, can't marry a regular Israelis. What happens if they come from Libya? Do they have the same din like a Mitzri? The fact that we see, this bean, this Egyptian bean, when it's moist, they call it, they scream out, they call it lubi. They call it a Libyan pea. When it's dry, then they call it the polamitri. So you see that Libya and Egypt are interchangeable. So says the Gemara, the Amro, this teaches you. And we're using Yusuf Reb Chaim. He luv he mitzrayim. You see, the Libya in Egypt is the same. A ger coming from Libya needs to wait three generations like an Egyptian. So he's referring to what the Mishnah said. When you have a mixed breed, a mule, that the mother's from one type of animal and the father's from another type of animal, do we care about Zerav? Do we care about the father? We don't care about the father. So the Mishnah brought Rabbi Yehuda that says that you always go based on the mother. Ein choshishim lezerahav. We don't care about the father. Rabbanon argue. Says the Gemara, halacha kedivrei Talmid, we paskin like the Talmid, meaning like Rabbi Yehuda, that we not choshish the zerahav. So that's what Reb Chaim learned. This is like a new topic that we're talking about going back to the Mishnah. The Maharal Pulda explains, we're going back to what we just said before. We have Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Shaya, asked the question. Rabbi Yehuda answered. Rabbi Shaya agreed with his Talmid. We continue on with the base, and we're quoting Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. It says, the Gemara Dibi Chachamim Kol Min Produs Echot. According to Chachamim, that you care about the father, so all mules are the same. Because it doesn't matter if the father's a horse and the mother's a donkey, and vice versa, if the father's a donkey and the mother's a horse. We go based on both, a mixture of both, and all mules are allowed to be together because they're all considered to be a mixture of a horse and a donkey. The Elu Masimoni, what's the signs to know if the mother is a horse or the father is a horse, depends, obviously, according to your beauty, not according to your bottom. If you have small ears, then you know the mother is a horse, the father is a donkey. If the ears are big or large, then the mother is a donkey, the father is a horse. It said, ordered to the people that work in Yudinasiya's house, in Beintun Mizbon Mulvon, if you want to go and buy mules, Tehavon Zabniloin, you should buy Oizneyon Dikikin. Buy the ones that the ears are small. Why? Because then you know that the mother's a horse and the father's a donkey. Because they already own mules that the mother's a horse. So he told him, buy only mother horse mules, which means the ones that have small ears. The Gemara goes on and says, "Haloyven minaish shimenu moyach v'atzomus." For a human being, when a baby is born, the white part, the white cells, what we know today, comes from the father, because that's what comes the brain and the bones, the agidim and the sinews. Ve'oidim, the red part, the red cells, minaisho shimenu, what comes from her, ha'or, the skin, the abasar, the flesh, ve'adom, the blood, and that comes from the mother. The ruach v'nefesh v'neshamo. The three parts of the neshama, the ruach, the nefesh, and the neshama, they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shloshtam shutofim boy. The father, mother, and Kadosh Baruch Hu are partners in creating the baby. Says the Rabbi, Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav, Moedim Chachomim Rav Yehuda, going back to what he said regarding the mule, regarding the mixed breed, Chachomim agree with Rav Yehuda, Besus ben Sus ben Chamor, Im Chamor ben Chamor ben Sus. If you have a horse who is a son of a horse, who is a son of a donkey, we're talking here only about the fathers. So this horse is the son of a horse, meaning his father's a horse, and his grandfather is a donkey. Im chamor ben chamor ben sus, with a donkey, who's a son of a donkey, who's a son of a horse. Because even Rabbanan, the old choshishim lezeh rav, I care about the father, I care about the father, but not about the grandfather. By animals, I don't go after the grandfather, only after the father. So here, you have a horse, son of a horse. Even the grandfather's a donkey, that doesn't affect the grandson. And therefore, if you have another one who's a donkey, son of a donkey, and the grandfather's a horse, they're not considered to be the same breed and they can't be together. In this case, Rabbanan agree with Rav Yehuda. Rav Chagai, Rav Zeiro, B'shem Rav Iso, B'nei Ezim, B'nei Rechelim. The offspring of goats and the offspring of sheep, Asurim Zeim Zeh. That's Kilai. V'loiken Nan Amrim. Rav Chaim takes away these words, he fixes it. The loiken. Ma'ananomim, ez ben Rachel, im Rachel ben Ez. Meaning, what is he really asking? What's the chiddush? Of course, a goat and a sheep are two different animals. So it's kilai. So the more you know, it's saying about a similar case. You have a goat, a son of a goat, a son of a sheep. And then you have a sheep, a son of a sheep, a son of a goat. So I would say that's a mixed breed according to Rabbanon. They can be together. They both have a mixture of goat and sheep. And we say no, because you don't refer to the grandfather. And here, based on the father, it's two different breeds and they can't be together. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Ayin Gimel.